This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Casey Johnson joins us on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. KC, good morning. How are you, bud?
Morning, guys. What's going on?
Well, we are fascinated by the fact that the Bulls get a break here because, obviously, they have one participant in an all-star competition. Other than that, everybody gets a little time off. And watching those two games, actually, I'll throw in the Warriors game. Really, since the trade deadline, there have been some really ugly halves and one really ugly game. Was yesterday any better? They were competitive in the first half, and then, man, the third quarter brought with it that whatever it was, 18-4 run, and the whole thing went the wrong way.
No, they're going through a tough stretch, and you know, I asked Billy Donovan post game. To me, they just look disjointed, which is, you know, I'm not making excuses, but it's probably understandable because you trade away your best player, one of your other best players has been out sick, and Lonzo Ball. You add three new guys, two of whom are in the rotation. So roles are changing, pairings are changing, groupings are changing. They just look completely out of sorts, really, at both ends. And that's the thing. Like, earlier this season, even when they were losing, I thought a lot of – I mean, they had definitely a couple clunkers. But for the most part, even the games they lost, they looked like they were playing to an identity, playing fast, getting up threes. You know, Zach was playing at such a high level. Vooch was playing at such a high level. Vooch had a good game last night, but his four previous to last night were not to his standards. So they're going through a tough stretch. There's no doubt about it. Four game skid as they are in the All-Star break now.
I think what makes it even a little worse, KC, is that for me, when you heard AK talk about the direction last week after the trade deadline, he implied that the last 30 games mattered to him and that, in his mind, they were in a position to play for the play-in and that things were going to be better. And he was waiting for them to show him something. And whether that was just empty rhetoric or whether he really believed it or not, this is not a team that's responding to that challenge or that is responding to anything. This is a team that looks unwatchable the last couple games, and they have certainly taken a step backward.
Well, they're always watchable for Adam and Stacey. No, I'm just kidding. but I digress. No, it's a fair point. And especially the part about Arturis bringing up the last 30 games. You know, that's actually been a pretty consistent theme for him. He's talked about that. Multiple trade deadlines, you know, using the final 30 games as being important to him. But the one thing I will say to that is, you know, and I'm not the only one who's saying this, you know, other people on the beat have written it, reported it. privately they understand how important it is to keep to get that draft pick as, you know, high as possible. Now, they're definitely not trying to lose games. And he did talk about making a play-in. And look, Philadelphia is cooperating, man. I mean, you know, the Bulls are have lost four in a row and haven't lost any ground. They still have a game-and-a-half lead for that 10th spot. So we'll see where it goes. But I completely agree with you that, you know, that they are playing poor basketball in this stretch. There's no doubt about that.
So it was a bit jarring, actually, to hear that the Bulls had a first-round draft pick on the table from John Hollinger, and that they opted instead not to trade Lonzo Ball. But when I read your social media posts, and I do follow them, and you had stuff in there before about there being I think you called it draft compensation, the first-round pick thing kind of makes you sit up. The problem is there was also – it was connected to taking on some money, right? There was a bad contract or two involved in that. Is that – what was the actual offer, KC, and why didn't the Bulls jump at it?
Well, so I can just say this. Like, I reported multiple times going up to the trade deadline on our pregame show, on our trade deadline show after the trade deadline, the night we were in Minnesota the day before the trade deadline, that every offer the Bulls got for Lonzo Ball, and here's how I phrase it, it involved draft capital and long-term money. And this is the reason I phrase it that way is I had heard different iterations of it, and I don't even know finally what was true. And it was different teams that were talking to the Bulls, so there were different offers made. So I had heard some first round in there with long-term money. I'd heard a second round with long-term money. And the one thing I would say is, and I don't have any specifics in terms of names or stuff like that, but you know, some teams that I talked about were like Minnesota, Memphis, I think a couple of that teams called. You know, especially in like Memphis's situation, that would be like a late first round pick. And I do believe that there was perhaps an ask for a second round pick in return from the Bulls. So, you know, you're talking late first round and the Bulls are going to be not good. So early second round, I mean, that's a pretty negligible difference to take on long-term money for the services of Lonzo Ball, especially when you re-sign him, you know, to a team-friendly contract. I know fans got upset at this one. I actually, from what I was told happened, I didn't disagree with the Bulls' decision there. And again, I didn't get anything completely concrete, but in terms of the generalities that were presented to me, I don't think it was a big miss.
You really don't? I would want to debate that because Casey, I wonder if you are in the midst of this rebuild or organizational transition or however they want to brand this, that draft capital, as you phrased it in your tweet, draft capital would be what you're seeking more than anything and what you're willing to absorb in terms of contracts.
But I'll interrupt right there because what the one iteration I heard was, okay, a first is coming to you, but you got to send them a second back. So you're not gaining any draft capital. You're gaining a few spots in the draft.
Yeah. What kind of long-term contract? I mean, that's the problem. How would that limit what you could do if you're taking on some long-term money?
Wait, say that again?
I said the thing for me is the long-term money. How much money is it, and would it limit your ability?
If it's Memphis, we can all guess it's Marcus Smart because that's who's traded. And he has just 2 years left at double the price of Lonzo. So you're basically doubling the salary for the same contract length and moving up, you know, six spots in the draft, eight spots in the draft. I mean, and here's the other thing. And again, now we're like deep in the weeds, and I'm not saying I'm right. This is just my opinion. But like, if you have an early second round pick and there's a late first round pick, okay, the late first round pick is like, that's guaranteed money because it's the first round pick. You know, second round pick, you can shape it. And, you know, as we've all seen, like second round picks lately in transactions have become very valuable. I didn't have this big of a problem on this one, but I can certainly understand the debate.
Yeah, it's a good debate. So let's have another one. Where are you on the great Kendall Gill's assessment of Cooper Flagg v. Matas Buzelis?
You know, he dropped me on that in the pregame show, and here as I said, that bad TV warning, bad radio warning. I don't watch college basketball. I've never seen Cooper Flagg play. I've heard a lot of people that have seen him play. I've talked to a lot of people who have seen him play. I've talked to people who talk about his demeanor and how he's really like kind of like badass and like refuses to lose and like has his grit to him and all this stuff. So beyond the talent and the athleticism, I've heard there's that element to him. I usually get going on the draft after the season. I'll watch highlights then and stuff, but I've never seen him play. So I don't really have a hot take on this. I did say that was a hot take from Kendall, which I appreciate because obviously Cooper Flagg is all the rage right now. But look, Modest, I think he's got a decent chance to have a productive career. I mean, he's got a little edge to him as well. And I'm excited to see what he does Saturday night in the dunk contest.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, he said he's got three, but he needs a fourth. And he also said that Zach gave him a dunk. I don't know how you give someone a dunk, but that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, they were actually working late at night at the Advocate multiple times together before the trade. And, you know, I talked to Zach briefly after the trade, and one thing we quickly touched on was how he's going to be rooting for Modest. So it's going to be cool, you know. I think it's great for him and great for his experience. And he's, you know, I checked in with him last night when I was walking around the locker room saying goodbye and have a good break to everybody. And he said, I said, good luck at the dunk contest. He goes, I'm not going out there to lose. I mean, he's got a little edge to him, man. I like that kid.
In what ways would you like to see him progress over the final 27 games or so? In what ways are the Bulls looking for him to take that next step? Is it all defensively oriented because of the liability that he was early in the year, or are there other parts of his game that you think are more important?
No, the big thing, and Billy's been detailing this, and I love it, is they want to get him more in pick-and-roll situations, and they also want him pushing the ball off his own rebounds rather than outletting. So they really want to get shot creation and ball handling into his game. And you've seen glimpses of that. There was one high screen roll where they gave him opportunity to operate near the free throw line, and he had all room to roam, and he crossed over a guy and scored with his left hand. I mean, he's got a lot of potential in shot creation and screen roll. Somebody compared him a little bit to, I guess this would be ironic, to Franz Wagner recently in terms of his shot creation off pick and roll. So we'll see. I mean, you know, he's just, the thing I like about him is like, he's confident, but he's humble. He's hungry. He still wants to learn. He still knows he has a long way to go. So he's got a real good swagger to him, but he's also got a humility to him that is a nice little combination there, and there's some potential there for sure.
What do they need to see from Josh Giddey over the next the rest of the season?
I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, he's got to grow defensively still. He's got to prove he's worthy of a long-term contract. You know, he's had stretches where he's played really well. I mean, there's other times where, you know, obviously Billy hasn't had him in the closing lineup. It's hard to judge him right now because he's kind of the head of the snake. And like I said, everything's just so disjointed right now. You know, I thought he played really hard last night, actually. I actually watched him for a few stretches, just ISO'd on him. And I thought he played really hard. I thought he was trying to get to the rim. I thought he was trying to put pressure on the paint. And that's what you needed him to do. But it's just with the way the team's scuffling right now, you know, he's kind of just part of it. And I think you just need to see him impact winning and improve defensively down the stretch.
Will having Lonzo help them get LaMelo?
I actually thought, I mean, if you'd asked me to speculate before the re-signing, I actually thought as UFA, he might try to go join him because he's talked to me about that openly, that he really wants to play with his brother at some point in the NBA. So, I actually thought that was a possibility, but now that's no longer the case. I do think at some point in their career, they'll play together. There's a lot of love there, a lot of respect there.
Doing a great job, KC.
Thanks,
keep it
KC.
Up.
Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
That is KC Johnson.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.